And your question, please.
My question is, will a husband and wife know each other when they get to heaven?
Well, they'll definitely know each other better. Some don't know each other now. But let me ask this question. I'll answer your question with a question, Cindy.
Okay.
Do you think that when we get to heaven, our perceptions and discernment will be enhanced, sharper, or duller?
Enhanced.
Okay. So we'll definitely know each other. I think you'll look at a person and you'll not only see the outside, I think you'll see the essence of who they are, their character. In heaven, of course, everybody there will have nothing to hide. So,
okay, I just wasn't sure. I had heard several things that we would not know each other when we got to heaven, that none of us would recognize each other, that we would be new in heaven.
No, of course. Let me give you a scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Then we will know even as we are known. Now we see through a glass darkly, right? But then we'll know even as we are known. And so, of course, we'll know each other. Now, well, there's a scripture that tells us that the former memories will not come into mind. It's talking about the painful memories,
okay.
And that's in Isaiah.
Okay. Will we still be married?
That's a different question.
Sorry.
No, it's a good question. Let me tell you, there is one scripture where Jesus said to the Sadducees that those that are worthy of the resurrection will neither marry nor are given in marriage. And that word he uses, the verb of marrying. That means there will evidently be no new marriages.
Okay.
In the case of people who had multiple wives and marriages, they'll ultimately be married to God in heaven, not each other. King David is not going to have a harem in heaven, neither will Solomon. Jacob will not have four wives when he gets there.
Okay.
But what do you do with someone like Adam and Eve? We understand we're only married to each other. Suppose they're both redeemed. Does God give them divorce papers when they get to heaven? That's a question I'm not sure what the answer is. It may be they're still married. There just are no new marriages. See, God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and to fill the earth. I think the King James says replenish, and that's a word we don't use anymore. It means to fill.
Okay.
And the earth is now going to be populated with those who are saved. So we may not need new marriages and the proliferation of families. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Cindy.